Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go to God's Word. Are y'all ready or not? Passionate. 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 We just celebrated Passion Week. Passionate. Passionate. What is that? I mean, for years, I didn't have a clue. I certainly didn't have a clue not growing up in church and knowing nothing. I don't remember being no passion nothing. At Easter, I thought that was just a, you know, something. We got treats and mess. Didn't know anything about it. But even in the church, you see people. I mean, they say this Passion Week. What Passion Week? Well, it starts with Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And, you know, he came in on a foal of a donkey. The old King James says the foal of an ass. Don't sound like much of a triumph to me, does it? Say, I mean, go get the donkey. We taking over. You know what I mean? No. No, that's what the people thought. They hollered last Sunday. That would be Palm Sunday. They hollered, Hosanna, 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 which means save now. Save us now. But they really weren't talking about save us from our sins. Save us from the Romans. Save us from the oppression. But Jesus didn't come to do that. He came to seek and to save the lost. And that was the beginning of Passion Week, him coming into Jerusalem. And then, of course, his Last Supper and time he had with his disciples. And revealing, one of you going to betray me. And sure enough, they went to the Garden of Gethsemane. I've been there many times. It's an actual place. This actually happened. And there comes Judas. He had betrayed Jesus Christ for how much? 30 pieces of what? Silver. And he says, the one I kiss, arrest him. And I bet he said, you better do it quick. I've seen him do stuff. And so, but see, Jesus, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the Lord laid on him our sin. And by his chastisement, by his execution, by what he went through, we have everlasting life. We have peace. And by his stripes, we're what? Healed. And so, Jesus, just as a lamb to the slaughter, did not fight back. That's Passion Week. He didn't fight back. But now Peter was another story. Peter was a fisherman. He had a big, long fillet knife. Called a Machaira sword. That's a big, nice, fancy fillet knife. And Peter, when that happened in the garden, he cut off a joker's ear. Yes or no, amen? How many remember the guy's ear that got cut off? His name was what? Malchus. Yes, in the Bible. And Jesus was like, what are you doing? And he put the guy's ear back on. That must have been a show. But that's Passion Week. He willingly came. It wasn't your idea for him to come to save you. So why take charge of it now? Say. The church does that. You need to do this. You need to do that. You need to do that. What are we doing? It was his plan, not your plan, not the church's plan. It's called God's plan of salvation. Amen. And he humbled himself. He became obedient unto death, the book of Philippians says, during Passion Week, even the death of the what? Cross. Yeah. That's what Passion Week is. And we saw last week there was there's quite a few things that happened at the cross. The Roman centurion, Simon of Cyrene, they compelled him to help carry the what? Cross of Jesus. And that the passion of Jesus was transferred on him. Amen? And then we see on the cross during Passion Week. Jesus is on the cross. There's two thieves. But one thief rails on Jesus. The other thief defends Jesus. A thief. And he stands up for Jesus on the cross. And he says, remember me when you enter your what? In your kingdom. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me where? In paradise. That's Passion Week. Are you hearing me or not? And I hope you're seeing something. Of course, it was a Roman centurion soldier. He watched it. He saw it. He was part of it. And when it was done, he looks. And he says out loud, surely, this man is the what? Son of God? That's Passion Week. But what's unique about Passion Week is it's all the passion of Jesus. He was passionate for us. Say that out loud. He was what? He was passionate for us. He emptied himself. He poured himself out for you and me. And then, of course, 3 days later, he what? Rose from the dead. Passion. He was passionate. And so what is passion? Passion is to be fervent. Passion is to be devoted, deeply devoted. Passion is to be intensely emotional. If you know somebody's passionate, how many of you were passionate sometimes and it got you in trouble? Let me see some hands. I'm just too passionate. Let's do it one more time. How many of you were so passionate one time and it got you busted in the mouth? Anybody willing to say that? There's a few of you in the room. Passion can get the best of us. But passion can be the best of us. Just as Jesus was passionate. I want to be passionate like that. And God has blessed me, guys. I told the early crowd on the beach, nobody makes me get up. Nobody makes me get up and get out here at the beach and preach to you guys. I'll be 64 on my birthday. No one makes me do. I do because I want to do. You hear me or not? God's put a fire inside of me. He's put a burden inside of me. It's beautiful, though. Don't feel sorry for me. I love my life. Passion. Don't you want some passion in your life or not? Yes or no? Say. You'll be dead the rest of your life? Say. Dead. Don't even talk. You don't even do. No emotion. No nothing. What is that? Jesus Christ came to set us free. Whom the Son sets free, you're what? You're free indeed. I want Him to light me up. We say we're filled with the Holy Spirit, but man, where? Amen. Passion. And so I just want to talk about that. I talked about the beach some this morning. I'm going to talk about it again. A little bit different. So I want you to see it. We've been in this series for several weeks now. But passion, Jesus has. Say it out loud. Jesus has a what? For me. Stop right there. Don't you let it sink in. Jesus has a fervent love for me. That's what this is all about. That's what Passion Week was all about. That's what the cross is all about. That's what the empty tomb is all about. He loves a snot out of you. We've been lied to. God doesn't love me. Or God will only love you if you measure up. Well, then we're all shot. Had a lady this morning. I baptized her now at the beach. She said, I hope I'm worthy of this. I said, well, let me get it straight with you. You're not. And back on up down the line. Worthy? The church makes us think we're worthy. We'll give you a title. Or if you give extra money, we'll give you the high hobnob position. That's called fakery. That ain't passion. Yes or no, amen. You can find out when people trick to get their way to places in the church and all that kind of mess. When the stuff hits the fan, they're the first to leave. Not people with passion. You hear me? When the going gets tough, The tough get what? That's what I want. That's what I want. Passion. So Jesus had that kind of passion for us. He did say, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. Remember when he said that in the garden? Sweat drops of blood. He was man too, man. But he had a fervent love for us. Say that with me, passion. Jesus has a what? A what? A deep devotion for who? For me. Some of us have never been taught that. We can't even fathom that God is devoted to me. He loves me like that. Yeah. God doesn't need you. He doesn't need us. He loves you. Real love is not real love. Real love, honestly, real love ain't I'll love you just as long as you do everything right. That's not. How many of you love your parent, your kids, and man, they drove you straight up the wall? Let me see some hands right up the side of the wall. That's a God love right there, amen. God is deeply devoted to me. He loves me. Jesus Christ loves me. Did you know right now he's seated at the right hand of God the Father? This is what the Bible says. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father where he ever what? Lives to what? Make intercession for who? For us. It's hard to fathom that Jesus Christ right now is praying for us at the right hand of God the Father. And you know what? He's really praying, I think, that you will know how much he loves you. How much you matter. How much he wants you to let his passion come inside of you and touch a world that is lost. Amen? Jesus. Say that next one with me. He has passion. He also, Jesus has intense what? He has emotion for me. He feels for me. Guys, I was never taught this. And I didn't read this. I didn't like, I'm going to read me a book and I'll get me a book that some guy wrote. Which is fine. This is right from the Bible. Jesus loves me. He cares for me. I've been in a ditch. I know what it is to be hurt. I've been hurt. You might say, you're the preacher. You don't have a clue. You're a nut, okay? I know what it is to feel absolutely unloved, betrayed, and left, and lonely. And for Jesus to say, in my heart, you matter to me. You matter to me. I love you. I believe in you. Okay? I'm with you. Did he say stuff like that in the Bible? Did he say, I'll never leave you nor what? Absolutely. Do we see in the Bible when the disciples were screw-ups? What did he do? Did he just kick them in the tail and forget about them? Get out of my life. Is that what he did or not? He didn't do that. What did he do? He kept coming back to them, didn't he? That's how he loves us. Passion. Now, I got to quit. I got to move on this message. But I just want you to feel that. So Jesus has a fervent love, a deep devotion, and intense emotion for us. And Rod, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to move me down in this message. And I'd like you to get to the place where I can just share with you just a few minutes where we can be passionate back. Wouldn't you like to know that, yes or no? Wouldn't you like to know how to have a Christian life that has got some power in it? Yes or no, amen. Say, enthusiasm, excitement, being grateful in your life, say. Regardless of the circumstances, you can know you can make it. Wouldn't you like to do that? So I'd like to, there's some crazy strength that we get from the resurrection. And I found several things, several verses with some key things. And I'd like just to share them with you real quick. So I want to be passionate back. How can I have a fervent, no, wait a minute. Now he has a fervent love for me, correct? He has a deep devotion for me, correct? He has intense emotion for me, right? Yeah, and look at it, Passion Week. Look, he's right now at the right hand of God the Father where he loves us. He's prepared a place for us. Yes or no? He's given us a new name. We will never perish. I mean, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So he has passion for us. How can I be passionate back? Well, I mean, I could just tell you what I told you. And that should do it for some of you, what I just said. I mean, that's pretty amazing. But I saw several things about the resurrection. I'd like to share them with you. Number one, say that out loud in the Yalla. We are what? I need you to say it louder for me. We are what? That can give you passion. If you understand what that word means. I want you to see it. See the scripture. I want you to say this one with me. Who, this is Jesus, was what? Delivered for our what? That's our sins. And was what? For what word? What's that word? For our justification. That ought to get you excited. That ought to give you a fervent love back for Christ. That ought to cause you deep devotion. That ought to cause you intense emotion. Justification. Oh, back it up. Justification, the word means, you might know this, you might not. When it says that because of the resurrection of Jesus, because of the passion of Jesus, because of the love of Jesus, we have been justified. What does that mean? Here's what it means. You have forever been declared righteous. What? You have been declared righteous. What? Because of your good works? No! You've been declared righteous because of His great finished work on the cross. And when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, not a church, not a preacher, you are justified. And that ought to give you some passion. You did nothing to earn it, nothing to deserve it. God loves you, and because you believe in Jesus Christ, you believe He's God's only Son. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. You need Him. You want Him. You believe in Him. You are then justified. Did that make any sense to you? Yes or no? And that ought to give you passion. Oh, I can't believe it. My team lost. I'm a Vikings fan. We always lose. What are we doing? Listen. My passion is not hooked to my favorite ball team. And I love ball. And I can get passionate about it. My passion is not hooked to my wife. Got it? Because when something happens there went my passion. No, my passion is hooked to Jesus Christ. Because I've been declared righteous. I will never perish. When He looks at me, He sees clean. He sees me as someone He loves. Is He disappointed in me? Quite often. But He doesn't take it back. No, my salvation is through the blood of Jesus Christ, not through a pencil that can be erased. You understand or not? That ought to get you passionate. That ought to make you passionate back. But let's look at another one. Throw me another one. We're empowered. Say that out loud. We're what? Well, then why are so many people discouraged, down, depressed? They could care less. They don't live for the Lord. They don't love the Lord. They don't give a hoot. But I'm a Christian. We're a passionless people so many times. You hear me? That's not the will of God. God wants us to be passionate. And so He empowers us. Look at this. Look at the scriptures. And what is the exceeding greatness of His what? To who? Who what? Who what? I'm convinced most people aren't passionate about Jesus Christ because most people don't believe in Him. You believe in church. You believe when it's convenient. What about when the mess hits the fan? You quit and run? Say, I'm like you too, guys. I mean, I get it. I spent my time saying, I can't believe that You let this happen to me, God. But I've understood when I even talk like that to Him, He still loves me back. And that's helped me in my life.
He has given me incredible power and new power in our life. According to the working of His what? This is what we have because of the resurrection. Say it with me. Say this verse with me. Which He wrought in Christ. Say it out loud. When He raised Him from the... and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. We have been empowered. We've been empowered because of Jesus Christ. And we can be passionate back. You hear me? Am I making sense? I don't know if I am. I can have passion back. You know what Jesus says? Here's what He says. He says, the greatest commandment, see if you know it. The greatest commandment is this. Love your what? No, not love your neighbor. Let's get it straight. Come on. The greatest command is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all your strength. And the second one's like it. Love your who? Neighbor is yourself. We're to love Him back. We're to love His passion. We saw it. We see it. We are to love Him back. But He's given us a lot of reasons to love Him back. He has justified us. He's declared us righteous. Now, guys, He don't do it with a wand. Wave a wand. Here's the wand. Wand. I see preachers on TV do that. They wave sometimes, the crowd falls backwards. It's a joke. It's a show. You hear me? No, there ain't no wand waving here at the Fellowship Church. You hear me? And God don't wave no wand. No. You must believe. You must believe that He died on the cross, rose from the dead. You must put your faith in Him and not yourself if you're going to truly be saved. And when you do that, I will tell you, it's better than a wand wave. When you do that, He declares you righteous. You're justified. When you do that, He gives you power in your life. Let's raise a hand and see something. I ask this question quite often. How many had something so bad you can't believe it? You can't believe it, but God gave you the power to get through it. It was terrible, but God gave me the power. Can we thank Him this morning on Easter? That whatever that was. Wow. Passion. Passion to love Him back. To be devoted to Him. It ain't just a one-way street. You gave your life for me. You cleansed me. You've saved me. I'll never perish. You see me as white and clean. Wow. And you've given me power in my life. Power for the good times, power for the bad times. And now you're seated far above all principality and power and might and dominion in every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. All things have been put under Jesus' feet, and He's been given to be the head of all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that fills all in all. So how can I be passionate back? Know that you're justified. Number two, how can I be passionate back? Know that He's empowered you. So often we don't have the power of God in our life, and it was available to us the whole time. Y'all hear me or not? I know several of you in this room. I know your story. And many of you were in church. You were Christians. But you still. I don't know if you were more interested in rule keeping or just looking good or what it was. But usually through the hard times, that's where we get that deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. You hear me? And now I've seen many of your lives transformed, and I see you lighting it up. I see some passion out of a bunch of you in this room. You hear me? And you have the ability to have a passion for Christ. You have an ability to love people. Did y'all know that? Say, you have an ability through Christ's passion inside of you to, when somebody ticks you off, you can respond in kindness. I just got to watch it. Did you know with God in your life, that can just sort of flow through you? Am I getting crazy up here today? Passion. To deeply, fervently love Jesus. To be devoted back to Jesus. When you're that, there's a power that comes into your life that it'll bless your marriage. It'll bless your children. You hear me or not? Say, children are crazy. But if they've got a mama or a daddy that's filled with Jesus, That ain't goofy. It ain't spooky. It's real. The love of Jesus flows through that parent back to them young'uns. This is powerful. Y'all hear me? To be passionate. To take a little joker who's causing you a lot of trash and junk in your life. And I love you. There's nothing you will ever do, where I'll turn on you, boy. Why? Because my Father, He don't do that to me. You hear me? He's passionate for me. I'm passionate for you. But I feel that way about people in general. I don't have a list of enemies. Y'all know that or not, say? I don't. What if somebody does you wrong? Join the club. I've had it. So what? Greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have His passion. We can have His passion, His power in our life. I'm almost done. Because of the resurrection, because of His passion, we can have what? We can have purpose. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, Paul writing, which you've received and wherein you what? Why do we make such a big deal out of Passion Week and the resurrection of Christ, the crucifixion? It's everything. That's the key to passion. That's the key to heaven. That's the key to forgiveness. That's the key to everything. Paul says, by which also you're what? You're not saved without the passion of Christ. You're not saved without the crucifixion of Christ. You're not saved without the resurrection of Christ. Do y'all understand that or not? You might have been taught different. You might say, I was baptized and I'm a baby. I'm good. You ain't good. Somebody lied to you. This is the truth that will set you free. You need Jesus Christ. But you can't earn it. He did it because He loves you. Amen. Hope I'm worthy of it. You ain't. Amen. Receive. Receive a gift. Why, when you receive a gift, you got to act like you're the one that gave it. You're a nut. Again. Keep looking. Paul said, man, the gospel. That's how you're saved. Say it with me. If you what? If you what? Keep in memory what I preached unto you. It's all Jesus. Unless you believed in vain. Here's what Paul said. This is our purpose, man. Look at it. For I deliver unto you what? First of all, what I received. Paul got saved on the road to Damascus, remember? How that who? Christ died for whose sin? Remember, Paul was a killer of Christians. He went after people who taught about Jesus. And Paul is telling us today, I was wrong. I had it wrong. He's the Son of the living God. He has a fervent love for me. He has a deep devotion for me. Jesus, Paul could say, He's intensely emotional for me. When I just got done having Stephen killed, I had letters in my hand. I was going to Damascus to kill more. And Jesus stopped me on the road. Jesus stopped me on the road. He stopped me on the road. And He loved me. Can you believe that, yes or no? I was the son of a drunk, Rockingham, North Carolina. I came in after partying one night. And my mama's sitting in the chair drunk. That's normal. Crying. I've seen that before. But this time she looked up at me and said, we're going to church in the morning. And somehow she'd been sitting in that TV, that chair, and the TV was on before remote control days. And that preacher man named Billy Graham came on. And God spoke through that man named Billy Graham. And He stopped my mama right in her tracks. And mama knew she needed something. Mama, for a moment in that chair, a hopeless life she had. For a moment she felt, I got to go to church. And she didn't go to church. She didn't know nothing about church. But somehow she got a little hope in her. You hear me? That's called the love of God. Amen? Mama didn't earn that. But mama did have to believe. Without a car, we walked to church the next morning. I cussed her out on the way. I didn't want to go to church. You're a blank, blank, blank. And I get to church that morning with Mama, ready to bust somebody in the mouth. Because they're better than me, because we're trash. See, we're trash, and the church people are the good people. We're the trashy people. That was in my mind. But as soon as I pulled up that day, we didn't pull up, we walked. You've been there, Cornell, right? Is that correct? Richard, have you been to my home in Rockingham? We walked up that day. I was so angry. And who got out of an old car over here but this big giant of a man? His hands were dirty because he worked at the tire store. Wallace Tires, Wallace and Son Tires. They changed your oil and they worked on your car. They can't get the black off their hands. And I saw Big Jimmy get out of that car. Huge like a giant. And we walked onto the church property. And God stopped me in my tracks. He touched my heart that day with Big Jimmy. All Jimmy said was, "Y'all come sit with me. Y'all come sit with me." And 3 weeks later, he saved my drunk mama. He saved me. Why wouldn't I be passionate for him? You hear me? I don't know your life. But this is why he came. You're his purpose. You're his purpose. You'll never measure up. You can never do it just right. Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Amen? That's what it's all about, man. Passion. I have to preach here. You know, that's what I do. So I get up here feeling very inadequate. But I love Jesus Christ because he loved me. And I'm devoted to him. I still screw it up, mostly up here. And I'm intensely emotional. I never, ever, ever want to lose the passion that I have. Like, you're a big guy right here. You're a big guy. You guys right here? Okay. I ain't so sure you used to seeing a big old guy like me. Hellraiser. Tough. They can cry. I never want to lose that. But it's not a gimmick. It's not something, okay, I'll go out there and I'll just work it up. I can't stand people like that. I want our passion to be real. Say that out loud. I want our what? I'm going to be ugly. Y'all won't be ugly for a minute? I know some of you, that's why you come, just see if I'll be ugly. My daughter was out with a friend yesterday up in Northport, and they were out there witnessing. People were witnessing the teenagers. And that sounds like a great thing, doesn't it? But if you're trying to shove something down somebody's throat and have this read something just so you can get a little check mark because you had somebody say a sinner's prayer, without love, you're nothing. Do you hear me? And one of them approached my daughter, Abby, and I didn't know Abby. And really, they were not very good to one of her friends. And then they came to my daughter, Abby, and asked her, and, you know, basically, she went to church, and she says, "Yeah, Fellowship Church, my dad's Pastor Gary Clark." But instead of being kind, they said, "Yeah, but do you follow Jesus or just your dad?" It's a good thing I wasn't there. I probably popped him in the mouth. Guys, passion. I'm all for witnessing. I'm all for that. But people can see our crap. They can see the fake. Y'all hear me today? It ain't your normal Easter message, is it? The world is dying, longing to see somebody who fervently loves them, who is devoted to them, who won't just If they don't measure up, we just leave them. You hear me? The world is waiting. The world's longing for somebody to look them in the eye and hold them and cry with them and weep with them or laugh with them. The world is out there. We have a purpose because of the resurrection. Got a little sideways here, but not much. Jesus was buried, and he what? According to the what? That's the message. Thanks be to God, which gives us the what? Victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's my passion. And this is a passionate verse. Say it out loud with me. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye what? 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 In the work of the Lord, for you know your what? Labor's not in vain in the Lord. One last word I have for you, and I quit. I'm late. It's okay. I'm eating at 4 o'clock anyway. I'm fine. I want you to see this one word today before you leave, before you go home. How can I be passionate? Well, you've been declared righteous. How can I be passionate? He's empowered you. How can I be passionate? He's given you a purpose. Your purpose is to follow Him and live for Him and help others. Amen? How can I be passionate? Here's one of my favorite words. Say that in the yellow with me. We have what? Boy, that's some word right there, ain't it? Immortality. Watch this verse. So when this corruptible, this body, shall it put on incorruption one day, and this mortal shall one day put on what? Immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, say it with me. Death is what? How can I be passionate? Here's a fourth word. I have immortality. I have it. What does that word mean, Raj? Pop it up. Here's what the word means. I have immortality. You know what that word means? I will never die. I will never die. I baptized a woman this morning. She lost her mother yesterday. She's getting baptized today. Her mama died yesterday. She's crying. But her mother, I believe, knew the Lord. And I was able to tell her, your mother died and didn't even know she was dead. Y'all hear me or not? What happens when you die? Do you go, I'm dead? Uh-uh. Not if you're a believer in Christ. The Bible says, absent from the what? Body, I'm present with the who? I have immortality. Gary Clark, I grew up at 109 River Road, Rockingham, North Carolina. I have immortality. One day I will die. I'm getting sick lately. So, I want to keep living with passion. But one day I will die. I don't even know I'm dead. All of a sudden, just think of stepping on shore and finding it heaven, of touching a hand and finding it God's, of breathing new air and finding it heaven, man. You're immortal when you have Christ. Did you hear me today? We have immortality. What's that word immortality mean? Immortal. It means also I'm never forgotten. If somebody's immortalized, they are never what? They're never forgotten. Would you let some of these words resonate with you today? And ask the Lord to give you passion. Passion. Passion like He had during Passion Week and the cross, so that you can serve Him with gladness. Amen? This is the day the Lord has what? Let us do what? And be what? Let's thank the Lord for His word today. Amen. Good word today. I liked it. I'm tired, but I liked it. Amen. Come on.